Welcome to a new episode from English Plus Podcast. We will talk about Amelia Earhart in today's episode. This great example of a woman adventurer had an exciting life and unfortunately had a mysterious end. So without further ado, let's talk about our hero for today, Amelia Earhart. Amelia Earhart was born in 1897 and died in 1937, was an American aviator noted for her flights across the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans and her attempt to fly around the world. Earhart's disappearance on her final flight near Howland Island in the Pacific Ocean remains a mystery. Now let's talk about the early years of Earhart's life. Earhart was born on July the 24th, 1897. In Atchison, Kansas, she attended Hyde Park High School in Chicago, Columbia University in New York City, and various other schools. In 1917 and 1918, during World War I, she served in a nursing corps in Canada. Earhart learned to fly in 1921 in an open cockpit plane in California. Her interest in aviation continued after she moved to Boston, where she took a job as a social worker. In 1928, Earhart was invited to become the first woman to cross the Atlantic Ocean by air. And in June, she joined pilots Wilmer Stultz and Lewis Gordon in a trimotor Fokker plane nicknamed Friendship. The plane left Newfoundland on June the 17th and reached Wales nearly 21 hours later on June the 18th. Earhart described the flight in the book 20 Hours 40 Minutes in 1928. She later wrote The Fun of It in 1931. In 1931, she married book publisher George P. Putnam, who had helped organize the 1928 transatlantic flight. With Putnam, Earhart began planning a solo transatlantic flight. On May the 20th, 1932, she took off from Newfoundland exactly 5 years after Charles Lindbergh made the first nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic. After a rough crossing, she came down in a pasture near Londonderry, Northern Ireland. Earhart not only became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean alone, she also established a new record for the crossing, 13 hours and 30 minutes. For this feat, she was awarded honors by the American and French governments. On January the 11th and 12th in 1935, she became the first woman to fly the Pacific Ocean crossing from Hawaii to California. Later the same year, she set a speed record by flying nonstop from Mexico City to New York City in 14 hours and 19 minutes. And now, let's talk about her final flight. In June 1937, Earhart began a flight around the world, flying eastward from Miami, Florida, accompanied by Friedrich J. Noonan, a navigator. Their twin-engine Lockheed Electra disappeared on July the 2nd while en route from Ley, New Guinea to tiny Howland Island, a distance of more than 4,000 kilometers or 2,500 miles. An extensive search by planes and ships of the United States Navy failed to discover any trace of the lost flyers, and their fate remains a mystery. Shortly after Earhart's disappearance, her husband, George Putnam, edited and published Last Flight in 1937, a book consisting largely of her diary of the ill-fated journey transmitted from the various stopping places on the way. Much speculation has surrounded Earhart's disappearance, although most experts believe the plane crashed somewhere in the Pacific. In 1988, a volunteer organization, the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery, began an investigation to find out what happened to Earhart and Noonan. The investigators have found a shoe and some airplane parts on uninhabited Nikumaroro Island, about 600 kilometers or 400 miles from Howland, the Pacific island Earhart was headed for. Bones were reportedly found on this island in 1940, but have since disappeared. No evidence ties any of these findings to Earhart. So, that was our story about Amelia Earhart, this brave woman, this exemplary woman. And by the way, she's not just an example for women. She's an example for women and men. I mean, I wish I had half her guts. But with that being said, let me remind you that you can find the transcript, exercises, and extra stuff on our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com. Take the link you can find in the description and take your English with it to the next level. This is your host, Danny. I would like to thank you very much for listening to another episode from English Plus Podcast. I will see you next time.